Do you object to calling Mary, the mother of Jesus, the co-redemptrix? Is that a term that fills you with a certain dread or a sense of competition? Does it say to you, this is a classic Catholic effort to place Mary on a level of equality with Jesus Christ? Let's go after the three major objections to calling the Blessed Virgin Mary the co-redemptrix, a title which has been given to her by the Catholic Church since the 14th century, and the truth of her share in the work of redemption since the apostolic age. The first major objection to Mary as the co-redemptrix is that the word co means equal, and therefore when we call Mary co-redemptrix, we are clearly saying that Mary is on a level of equality with Jesus Christ. Well, let's go to Scripture in another part, in a non-Marian part of Scripture, and let's examine this title co. We see in 1 Corinthians 3:9 that St. Paul calls all Christians to be, quote, co-workers with God. Now, if the word co meant equal, then St. Paul would be teaching heresy. Of course, we can't work on a level of equality with God, but we are co-workers with God. St. Paul says that we are co-heirs with Christ. We're not equal heirs with Christ, but we're co-heirs with Christ. Even in the English language, we will talk about a captain and then a co-captain who is subordinate, a star and then a co-star who is also subordinate to the star. What does the Latin prefix co mean? It does not mean equal. It means with. It comes from the Latin word cum, which means with. So, when the Catholic Church calls Mary a co-redemptrix, the Church is not placing Mary on a level of equality with Jesus, any more than St. Paul, in calling us to be co-workers, is placing our work on a level of equality with the work of God. No, it is a reference of working with, cooperating, that Mary uniquely cooperates with Jesus and completely dependent on Jesus in the work of redemption. She does that by A, saying yes to the angel Gabriel in Luke 1:38, giving Jesus his body. Surely none of the rest of us have done such a thing in cooperating with Jesus the Redeemer. B, when in Luke 2:25 to 35, Mary brings the infant Jesus to the temple and Simeon identifies that Mary's heart or soul, depending on translated, will be pierced. And a sword will pierce through your own heart too. Why? Because Mary will suffer in light of her working with Jesus in the redemption of the world. And thirdly, in C, we see at Calvary, John 19:25 to 27, that Mary is suffering with her divine Son while she is there at the foot of the cross when the greatest act of redemption, the climax of redemption, takes place. So indeed, Mary is with Jesus in the work of redemption, and that's what co-redemptrix means. The prefix is co, meaning cum or with. Trix in Latin is a suffix making reference to a feminine or a female constituent. And then redemire in Latin means to buy back. So co-redemptrix applied to Mary means the woman who buys back with, or the woman with the Redeemer. Clearly, Scripture says Mary is with the Redeemer. This is not a challenge. This is not difficult. So the title does not in any way place Mary on a level of equality with Jesus Christ. Number two, there's the objection that no human being can participate in redemption. And therefore, to call Mary a co-redemptrix is inflationary. It's saying too much. It's acting as if a human being can participate in a divine action, which is the redemption wrought by Jesus Christ. Well, let's look at that. Let's look at you and me as we're examining this question. Is there anything we do that participates in the divine, that is not divine in itself, but participates in the divine? If you are baptized, you are participating in the divine nature. This is what comes from Christian baptism. You actually become, as St. Peter says, partakers of the divine nature in 1 Peter. So As soon as we enter the life of grace, we're already participating in the divine. And then if we start doing acts for the benefits of others, we start praying, we start fasting, we offer our sacrifices. What does St. Paul say in Colossians 1:24? That we are called to make up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church. What does that mean? What does St. Paul mean when he calls every Christian to do that? He means that when we patiently offer our sufferings, our trials, the difficulties of our family, of our marriages, of work, of the world, we offer that patiently, uniting it to Jesus, that becomes an occasion to release grace, an occasion where God, in his mercy, lets grace come down from the redemptive act of Jesus Christ. So we don't merit the grace, we don't earn the grace, we don't acquire the grace. We, in fact, become instruments of the grace being released, the grace which was indeed merited by Jesus Christ. So if we can do that in Colossians 1:24, what about Mary? Well, the mother of Jesus at least can do what we can do, but she can do so much more. Why? Because number one, she's immaculately conceived. She has a fullness of grace. Scripture attests to this too. Que keratomene, full of grace, Luke 1:28 says. You who have been perfected in grace. So the woman who is most in the divine nature while still being human, and the woman who walked with Jesus and worked with Jesus and suffered with Jesus, she obviously did more than anyone else in working with Jesus the Redeemer. And again, that's what co-redemptrix means, the woman with the Redeemer. Who of us, what other woman, since it's a feminine term, could even claim to have been with Jesus and to work with Jesus as much as Mary? So it is indeed possible for humans to participate in divine activity, participation. And Mary does it like no one else as the co-redemptrix, as the woman who suffers with Jesus for the redemption of the world. Third major objection is that, look, the title is sound, the popes have used it, the saints have used it, mystics have used it, but it's so anti-ecumenical. The term will hurt the ecumenical movement. Well, here, my friends, we have to define our terms. What is ecumenism? Ecumenism, John Paul II tells us in his encyclical on ecumenism, is where we pray together as the soul of ecumenism, and we dialogue honestly as the body of ecumenism, seeking ultimate Christian unity. But any denial of truth is itself anti-ecumenical. One could even say there's a certain dishonesty of saying the Catholic Church doesn't believe this, in the sense of saying we don't want to say what we do believe, we don't want to say what the popes and saints and mystics do use, co-redemptrix, but we don't want to let you know that because it might upset you. That's not authentic ecumenism, and quite frankly, it's not even honesty. This is a term that is part of the Church's tradition and magisterium. Pope John Paul II used this term on 6 occasions. Our task is to explain it, because, you know, my friends, the more we understand that Mary is co-redemptrix, the more we will understand that you and I have the task to also, as John Paul II said, be co-redeemers. What does that mean? That means we are called to also offer our sufferings, just as St. Paul said in Colossians 1:24, to make up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. Mary is the co-redemptrix because she was with Jesus like no other. But we have to be with Jesus as co-redeemers also. We have to offer up our sufferings. We have to pray for souls. We have to be concerned about the salvation of other people. Those are all redemptive acts, completely and entirely dependent on the redemptive act of Jesus Christ. My friends, I'm sure if you prayerfully consider what it means to call Mary a co-redemptrix and how you and I are called to be co-redeemers also, you will not be afraid, you will not object, but rather you'll find peace and security in the fact that Mary indeed is the co-redemptrix with and under Jesus of all humanity. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, Professor of Theology from the Franciscan University of Steubenville. God bless.